a better person than I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yakub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. Sarah's here, of course, and thank goodness Pat is back.
You missed me again? I don't do that just to collect the love, but if making your life a little chaotic for a week gets it done, I mean, I'll take it that way. You know, we all have our favorite winter activities. We're going to talk more about them at the end of the show. Some people like to spend their winter, you know, downhill skiing, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, ice fishing. One of my favorite winter activities involves avoiding all winter activity and escaping winter for a week or so. And this time around, it was my first ever trip to Cancun. I did not need bail money from Kirk to get out of a Mexican jail cell, it turns out. We found a nice, there's actually quiet places in Cancun. You know, we're senior citizens in waiting like me can just sit on a beach chair and watch the waves and live out the Garth Brooks song, Two Pina Coladas. And frankly, as more of our Wisconsin friends near retirement age, we have people we know settling down in Panama City, Florida, Marco Island, South Texas. So we'll probably just have some more of these winter escapes to have by and large. I know, Kirk, you have a favorite place. Sarah, do you have any favorite places or traditions to get away from winter for a little bit?
Well, so for 8 years, I had a baby, a boy, every 2 years. So now that my youngest is turning 4, we can start participating in winter sports because I wasn't brave enough to do that with small children. So I have taken up snowboarding. I haven't broken my leg yet or my tailbone, which is fun, but Trollhagen is the place to be.
And Kirk is also engaged in death-defying activities, not on a snowboard, but on a surfing board.
Well, I'm not going to talk about that. Well, I kind of will, Pat. Like, first of all, it's surfing with a C minus situation. They're kind of like baby waves. So
that's but fine,
to me it's fat camp. Like, I've been drinking and eating too much in December, and I can lose a lot of weight if I surf for a couple hours every day and try not to drink a whole lot. Even though I do own a brewery, even I have to go on the wagon in January and try to lose some weight.
Yeah, but you're still, just by getting on a surfboard, you're still engaged in something that could break your neck, you know, as is Sarah. Whereas, you know, that only happens to me if I stumble off the bar stool, you know, at whatever, you know,
Pat,
beach resort that we're
Pat,
at.
I actually, when you started this segment, I was like, let's not talk about surfing or skiing. Let's talk about how many times we've almost been put in a Mexican jail.
But look, as you know, and we don't have a lot of time to get into it here, but someday I will tell the story of how we came to live in the Cayman Islands for 3 years in the Caribbean. And people keep asking, you know, are you going to go back? You lived there for 3 years. We've been back now for 5 years, believe it or not. And they say, you know, are you going to go back? And I can say with all confidence that although we lived a pretty clean life down there, I don't trust the government down there enough to go back to not believe there's a chance there's a warrant that's out there, you know, with my name on it, because somebody doesn't like the way you covered them at the TV station down there or something like that. So probably won't be back on Grand Cayman anytime soon, but we'll find other ways to stay out of Caribbean and Mexican prisons. I reported on that, on the prison down there in the swampy center of Grand Cayman. And trust me, that is not a place where you want to spend a lot of time. Although it was hilarious that the inmates' girlfriends would find ways to get drones to drop cartons of cigarettes into there. But that's a story for another time. So we'll bring the focus back here to winter in Wisconsin, a beautiful place, a lot of great resources. But right now our natural resources are being threatened in a couple of different ways, including a hijacking on the Natural Resources Board. We'll talk to a former DNR secretary about it next. You're up north.
Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. If you need someone to help with your carpet cleaning, business or residence, please give us a call. We have the best system available and an amazing team of friendly technicians. Call us at 848-9000 or schedule online at ZeroResMadison.com.
Hey, crazy e-bike Lenny. Why do you advertise on Devil Radio?
Greed. It gives me a great return on my advertising investment. Maybe the best of all the other radio stations. Customers come in, they're intimate, they say, I heard you on Devil's Advocate. And that means, when you're as greedy as Crazy Lenny's e-bikes is, you buy more commercials and more come in and more commercials.
You'd be crazy not to advertise your goods or services on Devil Radio.